Flip it on. Here. Okay. So obviously the Gemara brings down in Maseches Beitza on Lamed Aleph and Aleph, talks about the different that if different people bring different steps within the cooking process, everybody's chayev. And in that, it's not only it brings down the person vechad hamegis, the one who stirs it. So from and kulan chayev, everyone's chayev. So we see that megis, stirring, is going to be a part of the process of cooking, and you'll be chayev from a vashel for stirring. So the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Dalad brings down the Gemara. Verbatim, echad nasa nasa arv, echad nasa nasa etzim, echad nasa nasa gedera, etc. Vechad nasa nasa tavlin, someone puts in the spices. Uva echad vehegis, someone goes and mixes it. Kulan chayavim mishum avashel, everyone's chayav from avashel. So, right away on this, the Magid Mishnah explains, and he says that vechiyav ha'gasa, yesh mi she'ein chayav ba'ela ba'gasa rishona. She'ein ha'mispashel mehera ela ba'gasa zu, aber mishahegis pam achas, de belav megis mispashel, afa megis putter. De mai avid velazen otadas ha'ramban va'rashba. The Magid Mishnah brings down that according to the Ramban and the Rashba, that the only megis that's going to make you chayav is that first stir. That first stir is what gets the cooking, is an act within cooking that gets the cooking going. But once you've done that first stirring, then any subsequent stirring, you're not going to be chayev on. So it's a big chiddush of the Ramban and the Rashba that the only time you're going to be chayev for megis is that first time. Anything beyond that, you're not going to be chayev on.
That's only on the fire, right?
We're going to get to that in a second. But according to them, whatever it is, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, after the first stir, it's all nothing. Only that first stir has anything to do with cooking. He continues that according to the Magid Mishnah, continues to explain the Rambam, that saying, no, but according to the Rambam, uvavadei ledivrei hakol, kol she'ein bibishu lechiyuv, ein chiyuv bagasaso. Ratzalomar, she'ein chiyuv bagasas mevushal kol tzorko ladas rabbeinu, velo bagasas mevushal kemacha bandrusai ladas acherim. So now he explains that, look, according to the Rambam holds that the whole concept of ein bishul achar bishul is once it's fully cooked. That you're going to be chayev from macho ben drusai till fully cooked, according to the Rambam, you're chayev for bishul achar bishul. So when you have the problem of stirring, according to the Rambam, when is the problem of stirring? Even if it's, the Rambam holds it's half, macho ben drusai is half cooked, so even if it's half cooked, from half cooked till completely cooked, if I stir, according to the Rambam, I'm going to be chayev for bishul. According to the Rosh and Tosfos and the Rashba, once it's Macho Ben Drusai, any stirring after that is you're not going to be chayav for because of Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. We're not yet discussing on fire or off fire, but we're just talking about the simple part of what Hagasa is. So Hagasa, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, is only that first stirring. But if it's fully cooked already, everybody's going to hold that it's not a problem. And according to the Rambam, that means fully cooked completely. And according to the other Rishonim, it's going to be, if it's Macha Ben Drusai, then stirring will no longer be a problem. So now comes to the Kolbo. The Kolbo gives a big chiddush. And the Kolbo's chiddush is that even if it's Mevushal Kol Tzarka, even if it's fully cooked, he holds, and it's if it's fully cooked and it's on the fire, then you're going to be Chayav for Magus, no matter what. Okay, the words of it, v'kaimelon demegis chayev mishum mevashel afilu b'kader mevushelas kolzman she'ialaish. Okay, so according to the Kolbo, if it's on the fire, fully cooked, ein bishul achar bishul, but he holds that megis you're going to be chayev. Rav Moshe explains that, and it's brought down even when the Kolbo is brought down, most of the posts can bring down, they don't understand the Kolbo. We follow him, we paskin that way, but they do not understand what the reasoning is for it. Rav Moshe explains, he says, even though we don't understand, perhaps an explanation is that even though it's fully cooked, there are still particles within a fully cooked pot. There's some particles that might not be fully cooked, but you don't really notice it when you eat it. You know, it's a tiny little piece that you don't, since rove is cooked, you don't really notice that small little kernel that's not cooked. But if I magus it and I mix it around, now I'm actually doing something. So those little particles, these non-noticeable particles that the average person might not notice, those will get further cooked with the magus. And perhaps Rav Moshe explains that that's in the explanation of the Kolbo. Okay, so it comes out now that according to the Ramban and the Rashba, there's only going to be a chiyuv with the first hagasa, with the first mixing, but afterwards there'll be no chiyuv. According to the Rush, you're going to be chayiv on every stirring, all subsequent stirrings from Machal Ben Drusai until it's fully cooked. According to until Machal Ben Drusai, according to the Rush and other Rishonim, you're only going to be chayiv on all stirrings until Machal Ben Drusai, but once it's Machal Ben Drusai, there's no longer Bishul Achar Bishul, so there's no problem of Hagasa. According to the Rambam, you will be chayiv from Machal Ben Drusai until it's fully cooked. And according to the Kolbei, even after it's fully cooked, you're still chayiv for Megis, for stirring. That's the Chiddush, and as Rav Moshe explained. Now the Rambam brings down in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph, he brings down, Aser lahachnis magrefa l'kdeira b'shabes v'hi ala eish l'hoitzvi mena b'shabes v'mpnei she megis ba v'zeh mitzorche habishol v'hu v'nimtza m'vashal b'shabes. He has a he brings down the problem of taking it scooping out from the pot that's on the fire, scooping out and putting it onto a plate. The problem being that when I go to scoop, I'm mixing. And so now if it's on the fire and I take now a spoon and I go in or a rake, whatever they used, and I take it out and I go to scoop something out, I'm going to mix and that could be a problem of Bishul. The Kesef Mishnah over there explains, Nira li shemashakasa rabbeinu v'hi ala esh lav dafka. Ela kol she'avira merusechas me'alor hi ala esh kari la v'chein das atur v'abeinu iruchum. He says that according to the Rambam, he understands that not only if it's on the fire, I can't take a spoon and scoop it out, but even if it's a boiling hot pot that was taken off the fire, it's still going to be a problem of taking the spoon and scooping it out. And he quotes that from that's a das of the Tur and Yerubanu Yeruchim. He continues to say, but Kasav Haramach, Aser Lahachnis Magrefa, Nirali Lafarish, Bamedvar Mamurim. So now he qualifies it. Bitavshil shalo bishel kol tzarko, something that's not fully cooked. Avo bishel kol tzarko mutter v'chein haminug. So that according to the Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah is explaining it, according to the Rambam, if I have a pot and the food is not fully cooked, so then I can't scoop it out while it's on the fire, and I can't scoop it out when it's off the fire if the hot pot is boiling. But if it is fully cooked and it's off the fire, that's not a problem. Okay, so according to the Rambam, the way the Kesef Mishnah explains it, scooping it out is only a problem alo esh. Once it's off the fire, it's not a problem if it's fully cooked. Only a problem if it's partially cooked. And he says that's the minug. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Toldos Adam v'Chavar, Rabbeinu Yeruchim brings down that it's your chayev for megis, for stirring, even when it was taken off the fire, similar to what we just said from the Kesef Mishnah. And he learns this from the Rashi by the Samamonim, when they had the pot of the wool in the dye, that pot was off the fire and it was still a problem of stirring. And he brings that as a raya, but people ask the question on that raya, because that really, the Samamonim, the case of dyeing is a whole different category. It might not be comparable to food because it's a continuous process of dyeing. So, but regardless of that, he brings other rayas as well, but he says that even once it's taken off the fire, it's a problem of stirring. Okay, now the Tveras Shmuel on the Rush says separately that the problem of scooping out from when on the fire, he says even if it's fully cooked, even though really midoraisa, according to the Kolbo, it's a problem midoraisa. Okay, but the Tveras Shmuel says that the problem is it's an issur d'rabbanan. That really it's fully cooked, and bishul achar bishul, it's no problem to scoop it out from on the thing, from on the fire. But because I may come to, A, I may make a mistake, maybe it's not really fully cooked, so when I go and stir it, I'm actually doing something and a zchiv skila there. So because of that, he says an issur d'rabbanan, and also someone else seeing you might not understand the various problems of issur d'rabbanan he puts on it for scooping out from within the fire. So let's go over now. There are some various things, just to review. The Hagasa Rishona, the first stirring, okay, on the fire of a food that's not fully cooked. Okay, not fully cooked, on the fire, that first stirring. Everybody holds Aser D'oraisa, okay? Everybody holds. If it's not cooked Machal Ben Drusai, and it's on the fire, there's no question, no one argues. Aser D'oraisa. Hagasa, after you stirred it once, okay, now it's not cooked Machal Ben Drusai. Okay, so according to the Ramban and the Rashba, there's no Issur D'oraisa, but most argue on them. that there is the subsequent stirrings is. They hold that subsequent stirrings don't really do anything. But that's a chiddush, their dash yechidim on this. Everyone else argues on them. Hagasa on the fire after it's cooked machal ben drusai. Okay, so I have it now a third cooked according to Rashi, half cooked according to the Rambam. It's on the fire. Okay, now it's cooked machal ben drusai according to the Rosh and Tosfos. There would not be an iser doraisa of stirring it because it's already cooked. And so according to the Rambam, there still is an iser if it's machal ben drusai because it's not fully cooked. The Rambam, you need it to be fully cooked. According to the Rosh and the other Rishonim, it needs to be only machal ben drusai. Now, agasa on the fire after it's fully cooked, okay, so fully cooked, then you get to the kolboy. And according to the kolboy, even if it's fully cooked, if it's on the fire, you cannot stir it. And according to the Tiferes Shmuel, it's an iser derabanan. Okay, now, what if it's off the fire? I take the pot off. It's a boiling pot, but it's off the fire. So hagasa that's not on the fire, that's when it's not on the fire, even if it's not machal ben drusai, okay, according to the Tiferes Shmuel, there's no... Okay, this is a question. I don't want to go to... In general, hagasa shall, if it's, I'm going back, once it's off the fire, hagasa, if off the fire, if it's fully cooked, it should seem to be mutter. Okay? Now, let's go to the mechaber. The mechaber brings down in Siman Shin Yud Ches, Aval Dover Shin Espashal Kvar V'hu Yavesh, I'm sorry, wrong one. Ha'ilpas V'akadera She'evir Me'ursachem Me'al Gabi Ha'ur. So I took it off the fire, and it's still hot, okay? It's still boiling. If it's not fully cooked, you can't take it out. You can't spoon it out. Because by my scooping it out, it's not fully cooked. I now take out the spoon, I'm going to stir it, and I'm going to be mevashel it. But if it's fully cooked off the fire, no problem. It's fully cooked off the fire. Now I can take the thing. It's ein bishel achar bishel, and it's not a problem. The Rama brings down haga ulachatchila yesh li zoher af bekedera bechol inyan. He brings down a chiddush of the Rama that no, even taking it off the fire, and even if it's mavushal kol tzarkai, he says you should not scoop it out. Big chiddush, and the Mishnah Brura writes on this. Sifkat and Kuf Yud Zayin, Af Begedera, what should you do? So what do you do? You can't. How do you get it out? Ela Yahafoch HaKedera LaKa'ara V'lo Yotzi B'Kaf. Spill it out. Take the pot and spill it into a big bowl. Dump it out. Then there's certainly no problem to scoop it out after that, but dump it out. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, but, wait, don't get worried. V'ayin V'achronim D'lo Nehigim L'Achmer Bazeh. We're not Machmer like this. D'be'emes Ha'ikr Kamosha Kasavdim Mitchila. The ikar is like we originally said, the mevushal called sarko, that if it's fully cooked, afilu lahagis mutter, you can even stir it. Ukamavor lakamam basim shinchaf alef, so if sift yotes, varota lahachmir, so the Mishnah Berurah is saying, now if you want to be machmir like the Rama, yachmir ba'gasa mamish. So then, be machmir, that if you take the pot off and it's fully cooked and it's boiling, do not stir it. Don't do actual stirring. Avalahotzi bekaf ein lahachmir klal. But to take it out with a spoon, that's been a special called tzarkav ein al esh. So if it's not on the fire and it's fully cooked, to actually stir it, so you should be machmir like the Ramad, because that's really an act of cooking. The spooning it out is a step away. While you're spooning, you might stir to go that far and to say that when it's off the fire, you should be machmir that much. The Mishnah Berurah says not to be machmir on that. And the final thing is that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Rav Moshe brings down in the Igros Moshe about covering, putting a cover on. So he says like this, that if you cover a pot, so the putting a cover on a pot might increase the heat in there and add to the cooking process. So he equates it to magus. And he brings down, he basically, he says like this, Luladina, Me'achas shemavashel is called sarka. After it's cooked completely, haleka iser bishul. There's no iser bishul. V'hakolbo mestaber shemachayev rak b'hagasa me'atam shekosafti b'shvil hakartin. And the reason of the kolbo is because of those extra little pieces in there. Shelo shayach zeh besimas kisoy afal kader p'chusa mamish. If I have an open pot, I'm not worried about, and I'm putting the cover on, it's not as bad as stirring it around to get those little pieces. Rav Moshe's not worried about that. Yet, Vigam Ladina Hagas Aleshu Rak Midrabanan, Bahayalan Lahatir, I should really be matarit, it's only an Isidurabanan. Avalatam Hatafarish Shmuel, Shech Miru Bahagasa, Baodo Alaesh, Mishum Shefsha Litos, Yesh Lesser Gam Khan Bekisar Dalkader Pasucha. He says that the Tferish Shmuel gave an Isidurabanan on mixing it on the fire because you might not be sure if it's fully cooked or someone might make a mistake. So he said using that, he would also put an Isidurabanan on putting the covering on. But most achronim, that's a big chumra of Rav Moshe. Most achronim do not go with that. I don't know halacha l'maisa. I'm not positing. Ask your local rabbi. But that's where Rav Moshe takes this. So that's it.